I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. This week, we're focused on Boulder, Colorado. Google recently broke ground on a 4-acre building there. Bringing in the tech company means jobs and money in the area, but some longtime residents are also worried about the effects on affordable housing and transportation. Alex Burness, a staff writer for the Daily Camera, a local Boulder newspaper, is here to tell us what's happening. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So give me a little bit of background on Google coming into Boulder. I mean, why did they choose to do that in the first place?
So Google has already been here. They've got about 350 employees stuffed inside of what used to be a Circuit City, maybe half a mile outside the fringe of downtown. What they've gotten the green light on more recently is the construction of an entirely new campus a few blocks away from where they're at now, where those 350 existing employees and then about 1,000 more in the coming years are going to work. So this project kind of represents a lot of the concerns that people in Boulder, especially people who've been here for a long time, have about what kind of city we're becoming, which is, I assume, why you wanted to have me on here.
yeah, true.
But they were interested, I think, in growing here for a lot of the reasons that companies want to be here. The quality of life here is through the roof, and it's the main thing I think that attracted me and various companies, and even if you talk to homeless people, that's why people say that they came here. And I think Google and all sorts of tech companies and startups recognize what a dynamic economy we've got going in addition to all the quality of life benefits. So
walk me through some of the opposition here. I went and looked at some Zillow data that shows that over the past year, housing prices there have gone up about 14%, which is a lot. I would imagine that those are the kinds of concerns you're hearing from residents?
Housing is definitely a concern. You know, on my way in here, I actually was reading an article. The average price for a 4-bedroom home in Boulder has now topped $1 million. And we have a major affordable housing shortage here, and there's a shortage in general across the Front Range of Colorado. This is a place that people want to live. But from, just to give you a sense, you know, from January until I think August of this year, there were two single-family homes under $250,000 sold in Boulder.
Wow.
And both of them were deed-restricted and permanently affordable properties. So the idea of having a family here or living in middle age or retiring in Boulder is just a non-starter for so many people. Most people who work for the city of Boulder can't afford houses here. Our cops and teachers can't really afford to live here. Very few of my colleagues at the newspaper can afford to live here. So housing is definitely a concern. That Google is far from the first company to come here with high wage earners that kind of price out folks, you know, that I was mentioning earlier, teachers, cops, journalists, etc. So that was definitely a big concern for people. But people in Boulder are very civic minded, very engaged, and you can find people who have gripes with a whole variety of things with this project, including just the aesthetics. This is a city that earlier this year put in a moratorium in most parts of town on any new development taller than 35 feet. People here really like their mountain views and generally want to maintain this small city vibe. So the area that Google is building in is exempted from that height moratorium because Boulder has very big plans for that area as a transit hub. But people are concerned, I think, some people are concerned at least, that Google is going to put up 3 4-story buildings on this campus. 4 stories might not sound like a lot, but around here, that's pretty much the Chrysler building.
You know, the flip side of this is they're bringing, what, 1,500 jobs into Boulder? I mean, is there excitement about that?
Oh, absolutely. The part of town where Google is going to be really is a focal point right now for the city. They are trying to get cool companies and cool new projects there. They have really big plans for this area. It's called Boulder Junction. It's in the geographic center of town, and it's in this area that's not particularly exciting at the moment. A lot of auto shops and kind of, to the extent that Boulder has a big box store district, that's it. And they are really trying to change this area, approving these big mixed-use projects there. And I think they're excited about having Google be a part of it. I think with the amount of employees that Google wants to bring here, the company has a chance to become a really foundational institution in the city, along with IBM and the University of Colorado and some of our federal labs. So people are excited, certainly in city government. I think they're excited about all the employees that they're going to bring here. And then there's all the selling points Google would have anywhere, this kind of stuff you just can't anticipate. What other companies will crop up as a result of Google having such a presence here? What new advances will be made? Just the, I guess, intellectual capital and potential partnerships, I think, are very exciting to some people. And the company's desire to grow here is sort of an affirmation of something that I think folks here are proud of and that the country is taking note of, which is that there's some really world-class tech talent in this city.
Alex Burness, staff writer for The Daily Camera. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Come tell us about the important money stories where you live. Check out our website, marketplaceweekend.org, and click on Local Money if you have a story idea you'd like us to explore.